always train in the three general points. This line refers to the first three commitments, the three general points. Do not allow your practice of training the mind to cause inappropriate behavior. Do not allow your practice of training the mind to contradict your vows. Do not practice training the mind with partiality. So these are all covered by the first line of the 18 commitments. Always train in the three general points. So just briefly, Venerable Geshe-la explains. Because in the Lojong teachings, we're learning to cherish others more than ourself. We're learning to believe that the happiness and freedom of all living beings is more important than our own. So our self-cherishing, the mind believing I'm important and neglecting the happiness of others, that deluded mind is reducing and the mind cherishing others is increasing. So this precept is, this commitment is encouraging us, don't act inappropriately because your cherishing of yourself is reducing and your cherishing of others is increasing. So Geshe-la says, never act inappropriately. For example, Geshe-la says, we may think of abandoning our family, giving up our possessions, even our life, without a good reason, because our cherishing of ourself is diminishing. We may expose ourselves unnecessarily to risks by visiting dangerous places, deliberately neglecting our health, our body, etc. So this isn't the practice of a Kadampa. A Kadampa always acts appropriately in whatever circumstances they find themselves, even if they have no self-cherishing. They don't act in these extreme ways. So the second commitment is, do not allow your practice of training the mind to contradict your vows. So we shouldn't neglect any vows we've already taken. For example, our refuge vows, pratimoksha, bodhisattva, or tantric vows. And the third point, do not practice training the mind with partiality. So this is a helpful practical point for us at the moment. We can learn to see any living being as an object of our patience, our love, our compassion. This is what it means to train without partiality. So when we learn the meditations on loving others, when we learn the meditations on taking and giving, we're not thinking, oh, I'm happy to be patient with this particular person. I'm happy to try to love this particular person, but not this one, not this one. Definitely not that entire group. For example, a political group or whatever, we're not interested. So this commitment encourages us, as Geshe-la says, we take all living beings. All living beings. There's nobody left out as objects of our training. So there is no living being not deserving of our love, no living being not worthy of our compassion. We train without partiality. So this is very beautiful, and it will happen over time through the skill of these meditations. So we don't discriminate between this group of people are worth loving, this group of people are not. Not like that. Every single living being is worthy of our love, compassion, patience.